Well, obviously it's disappointing. You know, we wanted to get the playoffs, try to make a run, but you know, the Chargers were playing really well, and you know, just won the case, missed some opportunities this year. But you know, it's time to move on.
You know, you talk about your record being so big and into your, you know, what people think of you. How disappointing is that for you not to make the playoffs and not, you know, I mean,
it's very disappointing.
When you look over your performance yesterday, is there one aspect that would, you know, frustrate you the most or anything, if you just look over how you just assess yourself?
You know, we missed, had a couple drops early, you know, I had some penalties. You know, and two drives and had to punt, and you know, from there we were playing catch up. So, you know, it's tough when you get in that situation. You have to go for it on a couple fourth downs and, you know, take some shots we probably normally wouldn't have tried to take and, you know, try to score some points in a hurry.
How do you think you played this season?
You know, played all right. You can always get better, you know. Probably in the next couple of months, you know, start watching film and you know, breaking down things and seeing what we did good, seeing what we did bad.
There's some receivers who, you know, can take something out of it when the quarterback is vocal with them or what have you. And I know when Eddie Royal was missing some, you were vocal with him on the field. Do you think he's a player that kind of feeds off of you, you know, getting on him? Or is he, you know, how do you kind of look back at that?
Eddie's fine. You know, I mean, I'd do it again. You know, probably present the same opportunity. You know, we joked about it on the plane. He's a good dude. You know, he loves to play. And, you know, he was probably more disappointed in himself than I was in him.
Jake, given the circumstances with all the injuries and the defensive issues, did you feel yourself just putting an inordinate amount of pressure on
you? Yeah, we had a lot of pressure, especially, I think, this last game. You know, I mean, obviously defensively we were a little banged up. Offensively, you know, we were missing some running backs. I thought Tatum did a great job. You know, but I think at that point we were kind of, you know, living and dying on throwing the ball and making it happen through the air. So, you know, whenever you go up against a team like that and the way they were playing, the way they were moving the ball, you know, you start making mistakes early on and, you know, you're going to dig yourself a hole and it's hard to get out of.
How do you feel physically?
I feel great. Okay, you know, only 11 sacks this year, you know, which is phenomenal by this offensive line. Not a lot of hits, so, you know, I feel really good.
Does that include with the diabetes and all that? I mean, did you make it through the year okay, Jet? Did you feel good the whole time?
Yeah, I mean, I'm heavier now than I probably was start of the year. Feel good about it. You know, health-wise, I'm good.
Your third season in this offense, how much better do you feel you are than you were a year ago?
You know, I think Jeremy did a great job this year. You know, kind of expanding the offense, challenging me a little bit, putting some new stuff in for receivers and tight ends, and, you know, just taking it to the next level. And, you know, you got to give him a lot of credit for what we were able to do offensively this year.
What changes do you think this team needs to make the playoffs next year?
You know, I don't know. I think everyone needs to take a step back and, you know, just kind of reflect on it, look at the film, and, you know, make some decisions, you know, in the next couple of months. I mean, I don't think anything needs to be said or done, you know, right now. You know, those things that make the changes when they're necessary down the road.
Do you think you need to get better as a quarterback? Are there things that you see that you can get better at?
Absolutely. You know, I can always get better. You know, there's things every game that I do that I wish, you know, you could always have back. But, you know, you can't change anything now. You know, we've got to look forward to the future. I mean, get back and do OTAs and training camp and, you know, try to make another run.
Jay, you guys are a young team at a lot of key positions, and what do you think you guys take from a year like this going forward?
You know, it makes a difference, you know, how young we are, especially offensively. You know, everyone's kind of learning on the run out there, and, you know, we're making mistakes. We're learning from them. We're trying to correct things from week to week. But, you know, the longer we're together, the better we're going to get. And, you know, that's a good thing about it. I mean, we're all young. We're all going to hopefully be here, around here a little bit longer and, you know, get better and better each year.
Do you think Brandon Marshall was involved in the game plan enough yesterday?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. What aspects of your leadership qualities would you say that you need to improve upon, if any?
I don't know. Well, I'm all right now.
Jay, will you guys get together like you did last offseason, you and some receivers?
I don't know. You know, I got to talk to me and Eddie and Tony and, you know, all those guys and see exactly what they want to do. I think Brandon will probably spend a lot of time in Orlando. I don't know what Eddie's plans are, you know. Well, we'll see. I mean, we got some time.
Like to do that,
absolutely, yeah. Love to. You know, last time I was kind of still dealing with, you know, my health issues, and we really weren't able to get done a lot of the work that we wanted to. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Jay, obviously the front office is going to try to improve the defense. Would that take pressure off you personally?
I thought they did a good job. I mean, we didn't want to point fingers around here. I mean, offensively, we could have done some things better, took care of the ball, you know, in certain games. So, I think they're going to try to improve all three areas. Offensively, I'm sure we're going to probably get some new guys in here to help us out. And, defensively, I'm sure they're going to follow suit.
Jay, is it important for you to just take time away mentally?
Absolutely. You know, it's a long year. It's a very long year, you know, from start of OTAs all the way through the 16-game season. So I'm definitely going to get out of here. I got a flight at 3, so I'll see you guys when I get back.
Jay, is it going to be tough to kind of balance wanting to get away but also needing to stay fresh with football?
I don't know. First one, you know, I'll probably just wing it.
Do you expect this team to be in the playoffs next year?
Yeah, I do.
What do you base that on? What is your feeling in terms of?
I think with Mike and the front office, you know, they're gonna make some moves, I'm sure, and try to improve us as a whole team. You know, and I love the direction the offense is going. With Jeremy leading us with the coaching, and you know, with the offensive line and the receivers, and you know, I think we got a real chance next year.
Jay, how tough is it gonna be to watch the playoffs next week?
I won't watch them.
Before the game, Madden said that you had told him that you felt like you were going to have to throw the ball 60 or 70 times, that you felt like you had that pressure. When you look back at it now, how much of this, the whole running situation, do you feel like affected you as a quarterback this year?
I think we all dealt with it, you know, pretty well. I mean, to go through 6, 7, 8 running backs and not knowing from game to game who's going to be in there, it's tough. And I thought the offensive line probably handled it the best, you know, still opening up holes, but still being able to protect me when everyone in the stadium knew we were going to throw. So, you know, you go through things each year. Each year is different. And, that's just how it happened this year.
Jay, why won't you watch the playoffs?
There's no interest in it.
Jay, making the playoffs would have been a big step for this team in terms of the development. So since you didn't make the playoffs, are you concerned that your growth's been stunted?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Thanks, Jay.